Sinain Tess, Sif Aleph, Shtei Chatzeros Ushloisha Botim Beinehim. Suchim Zelaze, the Loitim La'arif Yachad. We have two courtyards, and there are three houses in between them, and they want to make a Erev all together. So basically, on each side we have a Chatzar, and there are three houses connecting the two. Chatzar Zeh Boder Bayez She'etzler Vendois Neruvim Bayez Sheva Emsa. Both chatzeres, the one on the left and the right, they pass the house which is closer to them, right out of the chatzer, and they go into the middle house. We have these three houses in between the chatzeres, and they put the Erev in the middle house. And now everybody's mother with everybody else. Even though nobody put a bread from the house that was next to the chatzer, just the people from the chatzer put their bread into this middle house, and the house which was closer to the chotzer did not put a bread. But since that house is right next to the chotzer, and it seems that the chotzer people had a right to go through there, so it's considered like an anteroom to the chotzer, and therefore does not require its own part in the bread. The middle one, this is not a path to get to anything. I guess it seems to be that the way it was used was that people would end in the middle. It wouldn't just be a pathway, or at least it was less of the pathway than the one that was right next to them, and therefore it's considered a house, and you could put the bread over there, and it works for everybody. That which we said, that these two ones on the side don't have to put bread because they're like a pathway, an anteroom, to get to the middle one. Some Achrayim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's talking about a case where the only way to get from one chatzah to the other is through this house, and that's what we treat it as an anteroom. They have other exits, and this is not the way they go from one to the other, so each house is considered an independent house, and it would have to take part in the Erev. More than that, though, Mr. Bruce seems to be saying over here that it depends where you put the Erev. Since you're putting the Erev in the middle, that defines the houses that are leading up to the middle one as being the anteroom, and therefore they don't. Based on that, he says that if you put the Erev not in the middle one, but you put it in one of the ones on the side, so it's going to come out, and the two ones leading up to that side one will not have to take part in the Erev because they're in the anteroom from the people on that side to get to where the Erev is. So here's a chiddush that the Erev itself is what establishes if this thing is an anteroom or a house by itself.